Ole,
ole. Ciao ragazzi, how are we? We are live.
We are live,
live on YouTube.
And we won. We are live and we won in general. A victory Italian, weekend.
Italian rugby wins.
Big weekend. Big weekend.
Italian rugby 2, South Africa 0. World champions 0, Italy 2.
Oh, when you put it like that.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's funny. But you know what? It's not the first time because we won this year with the under 20. We actually made a reaction video after that win under the water. Under, like, oh my God, like Moses was missing that day in the ark, but was wet, let's say.
It was wet and muddy, very, very muddy. I remember not being able to really identify who was who, actually. It was just, everyone was just caked in mud.
Yeah, that's it. We prefer the rain at the under 20s, don't we?
Yeah. Sure. But just like then, we did the job this weekend. Mm-hmm. Job done. Now we think, well, I would say stat man, but it wasn't actually. It was from Mike this week giving us a stat, and I'm not entirely sure if he's 100%.
No trust.
But unofficially, we believe that was the first time that both Benetton and Zebre won in the URC in the same round. I think it's happened a few times where the league was called various other different things. But as it stands currently, this URC format, the first time both Benetton and Zebre won, Zebre winning for the first time in what feels like about 20 years on Friday night with a very, given what we've seen this season, a very uncharacteristic performance in the fact that they scored 0 tries, all kicks, and they won 12-10 against the Sharks. Ottavia, how did you find that? I'm assuming, given someone who really does love the sort of pragmatic style of rugby, I'm sure you really enjoyed that one.
Actually, yes, I like that because we see consistency, let's say, no? Something different, because we always saw one side of the balance pushing really up or down, depending where we want to see the things. So we saw the attack always going, really like striking, scoring tries properly, but then we always had that lack in defense. So too much tries, and this time that was perfect. There was a lot of mistakes by the Sharks, but not my problem now, let's say. So I'm happy for what they do. There are some problems you can still see, but it's not now the moment to highlight the problem. Today, I think we are really happy for the result because it's well-deserved, guys. I think that is great. Always kicking. The kicking game is always improving. Line-out is getting better and better. Scrum too. So let's focus on the good stuff for today. Maybe next week we're going to see. You see the same that happened against Sharks. It's happening again. So we can see where are the problems. But for now, well done, Dave Ceci and company.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. That's the best part of this. I think everyone involved in Italian rugby was just, it just felt like a really enjoyable moment and a moment to savor. We can sort of go into it a little bit more. But overall, Mike, that was just a weekend to celebrate, especially for Zebre on Friday night. It was great to see the celebrations with the fans as well. It was a memorable evening.
Yeah, I mean, us boys have been banging the drums on Zebre for a long time, almost before it was cool, if we can add that. So, like, we've been really putting our names to, you know, this is going to be a season where they're going to grind out a couple of victories and, you know, build from that. And actually, we saw that happen far, far quicker. And the long preseason definitely benefited them. And, you know, for Italian fans everywhere, being disparaging of a franchise probably hasn't sort of put the right mind frame for some of these young players. But now they've built their own confidence. They've found their own path. And like Otto said, it was nice to see us win defensively. It was a nice change. And, you know, like I think every fan, every Zebre fan, like you said, long suffering Zebre fan, it's probably felt like an eternity. But boom, they got the win. And yeah, let's see what happens this Friday.
Ottavio, 63 minutes. 63 minutes without conceding a point. Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. So many minutes. It was like never ending the game. Looks like, my God, something is happening. And also the Sharks were really ruthless, like trying to running. And they were that phases in the second half. Man, they were hurting themselves so hard. Every tackle was really hard. And I want to highlight one double tackle with Krumov and then Canali arrive on the side. And they smashed their number five. And a turnover won by Zibe. That was something that really give you the feeling like, okay, let's go. We can fight on the level of intensity that the South Africans wants to put every time. Something that we have to be like used to now, because they play in our same league since couple of years, three more years. What else, guys? And all these without Pani. For example, goes with the guy that we always say we threw line the field without Gregory starting. Man, a lot of good vibes. Pitinari again at number three works.
Fischetti, it works well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fischetti, not the best week 2 weeks ago, if we think about it, but he already got his revenge. So really, really happy about that.
Yeah. I've got a question for you boys, right? And it's something off the cuff, and I know we haven't spoken about it, but if you had to pick out one player as like an unsung hero, so someone who's done the dirty work, like for Zibre, because I know one straight away. Like I was thinking about it earlier, but I just want to see if we align on this one.
Man, an unsung hero. I'm gonna put a name there, which is one that got not the best last year. And he came from a couple of years not so good, but what he has to do is doing really well, which is Luca Biggi.
There he is. Yes.
The other one can be our friend, the jumper, the stepper.
He works so hard. He works so hard. Like,
yeah.
Go on, much, sir.
Chris Cantelli as well, I think. I mean, we spoke about him, I think, before the first game, maybe, or maybe just after the first game, and saying, well, he looked pretty decent, but I think consistently, and also having to play 15 this week, being moved from 10 to 15, and then still putting in a really solid performance, especially from the tee. And generally speaking, he is managing the Zebra side really well. And as someone as a back, I'm always going to look at backs because that was my expertise. So for someone to come in, and not a big name, I mean, there are some bigger names in this Zebra squad. I know it's still a young squad, but there are some bigger names. But he, in particular, he's probably stood out the most to me because he just, the first few rounds we saw them play a really attacking style of rugby. And then we also saw that Zibre and him in particular can also play that other style that you need to play sometimes. And I think that was what stood out for me the most, that I thought if this season Zibre, if they're going to get a win, they're going to win a game 32-30 or something along the lines of that. I didn't expect them to win a game where they don't even score a try. I didn't think I'd ever see an Italian side win a game by not scoring a try. So I think Priscantelli for me, I think, really stood out.
Big hand to Hodges. I think he's done some serious work in such a short time, hasn't he?
Man, the quality, you can see a different approach that maybe you need a little bit of time to. When you play like friendly matches is different than when you start playing the season. So you need those assessments. You need to wait. It's sad, but because you want everything ready, everything clicking. It was almost clicking already in the first game. Now, because at the end, there was a bad decision that brought to a different result. But hey, the work is there. And the stats are there. Everything is working in that direction. And I think also Aldo Brischel is learning something too, because they are two defense coaches, something else. It's going to be hard, but for now, happy for that.
Yeah. I want to quickly just quote a a Rugby 365 interview, which they did with Hodges, and it was right at the end of the final whistle. The fact that this, if anyone questions how much the boys are putting in for that Zebre Palma shirt, and if anyone questions, you know, people who are listening who are maybe sort of URC casual fans or people who don't really understand Italian, this is a direct quote. "It was wild. There were grown men crying," Hodges said. "The first person I saw was George Biaggi, our director of rugby operations, and he was in tears with the girls who work in the office likewise." So it's not just the players that you saw the emotion is. This meant to everyone. The kit man was hugging everybody, saying thank you with tears streaming down his face. This is a full operation. And I think there's been some chatters, and maybe not even unwarranted chatters in the past about, you know, Zebre and will they ever get competitive and what's the outcome?
Useless. What is the why?
The same things we see spouted. Like I said, now Zebre are starting to get good. It's fashionable to support them. But like before that, it was the boys tried so hard. We had Dave Ceci on as our first international guest, and you know, friend of the pod, he said that these players this year would be different, and we're seeing it. So, I just thought it was a nice touch point that it means
it
so
was
much
May, Mike. It was May when we spoke with Dave. So, people don't understand how stressful it's for them, because of course we are in general Italian supporters. So we saw on the side, of course, happy for Treviso that win. On the other side, we don't have to do the Zebre like only point the finger. We should, let's support, let's understand why it's going this way. Are the boys growing? Are performing better? Why they're performing better in general, even when they lost the last three games? Because they're growing, because they're taking more time, because Asa got another season on his shoulder. Genovese is working hard to be ready when he is being called, and all the other players. You have some players more. Gregory ready when you want it, not like Cobus van Wijk. Garcia. Well, it's another level. Garcia.
Some awesome upgrades there. Just like two that you mentioned. No disrespect, and we're not going to name names as to who, but like how much better of a fit are those two players this year in comparison to some of the external hires from last year? You know, monstrous.
Monsters, you don't have Paea, which looks good in the field, closing the gaps there. You put Morisi, Italian international this year. You don't have the number one Bonfiglio. You can put Fischetti in. I mean, that is a big change. The back row, all Italian except for Fox Matamua. Volpi was ready in the last games he played well. So it's a step. That is the best step we can take today, because we won last week and we are happy as Italian fan and we can support the Zebre probably like easier this week, more than the rest of the weeks.
I think that's the key. Well, it's not a key thing to say, but I think people might look at it all and say, oh, you know, don't forget about Benetton type thing. But I think the obvious statement here is to make, obviously Zebre haven't won in such a long time. And I think that Benetton don't have that sort of negative vibe about them in terms of what people think. People kind of look at Benetton and think they're a serious team, and people still look at Zebre and don't think that. But for us, as us three and the people that follow Italian rugby,
three musketeers.
I don't think I wasn't surprised when I saw them win. Like, I didn't go, oh my God, wow. It was more of a, I knew this was coming. I said it last week. I said it in another podcast I did, that Zebre will beat the Sharks at the weekend. I was confident of that, because what we've seen from them so far, I just thought, you know, at home, they're a different beast this season. And I think there are going to be a few more shocks to come. This is just the start. And I guess that's the important thing, that Zebre see this as just a start and just rewards for their efforts, but also, you know, this is just the beginning of what they could possibly do this season. And hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll kick on and more wins will come. At home to Cardiff this weekend, again, which is another one that you look at and think could do something there.
Here we go. Look who's there.
There he is.
Guys, let's highlight this message, because today we are live on YouTube. Mr. Lupo, Josh, Zebre. Lupo, you are the first person that I thought after the game end was you. So really happy for you and the result in general. So congratulations for the Zebre supporter from far away.
And actually that leads us to a nice little point as well. So for those of you who don't know, we actually have a Discord. Yep. And you know, Lupo and I set this up. It's got to be 3 or 4 years ago now. But we're actually going to... yes, we are live, by the way. We're actually going to open it up to everyone. We did have just sort of some content creators, but actually we'd like it to be a forum for people to talk about Italian rugby. So if you are interested, just let us know. Just message and we'll get back to you in the comments or something, just with a link. But we're quite keen on getting that out to as many people now, and just trying to open up, just so there's a place where everyone can talk about Italian rugby. And yeah, nice to see Lupo get some vindication after years of battling online.
Oh, Michele, benvenuto. Randomly found this, but I know it, not so random. Michele is one of the Patreon too of the channel. We are live, and yes, we are live. Vito, ciao, welcome, benvenuto. So happy for Zebre, because first, next week is gonna be a tough game, but not so hard, because there is somebody that really knows the team, the Cardiff team, into the Zebre, no? So there is a coach there that's been there for years. So probably there is something more that maybe knows. And
it would be nice to go into a trip to South Africa on the back of another win. That would be ideal, perfect situation. Because that's going to be hard work when the South African sides naturally Zebre make the trip to South Africa just after they get all their internationals back. Typical.
That sucks. Absolutely, but you know what? We got the Sharks against the world champions front rower, Etzebeth, and somebody else. So good. And man, Cardiff is gonna be an art, like un osso duro, an art bone to chew for the Zebre this week, because they play a lot with the beer, kicking a lot, actually more than usual. And Alao Lolilo works well, a couple of players more, but hey, they are the home. They are home. Hopefully, this time is going to be full of players. Yes, Zebre got a South African win. Let's see if the next game is going to be on the South Africa way, or it's going to be thrice against thrice. Let's try to find the balance in the middle.
Just before we move on, because I know obviously we want to talk about Benetton as well. There's one more quote I want to take from this Rugby 365 quote, and it's just corroborating what you said, or the way he said. This is Hodges, by the way, for those of you guys who've just come in. He said, "I've had a stream of texts from Ray Lee Lowe taking the mickey and saying they're ready for us." So like,
of course,
both teams I'm sure are going to be prepared at the best of their ability, but it always helps when you have a man who's been there for over a decade, right? Absolutely. Understands a few of the players, maybe. So fingers crossed.
Just so soon after making the move as well, so it's not like he was there a couple of years ago. He was literally there not so long ago at all, so they might not have changed a lot. So let's, fingers crossed, hopefully that plays into Zebre's hands. But we do need to talk about Benetton. Obviously, three wins out of four, the only unbeaten team left in the URC, absolutely smashing the Stormers 20 points to 17. That was a very, very impressive win. We've seen how defensively strong Benetton have been. More of the same. They just look like a really difficult team to score against, not just beat, but to score against. So That's a decent win, even without some of that, with, you know, a lot of their internationals. That's still another really, really good win, isn't it?
Absolutely, having a deep a long bench where you have a lot of good players, like, and the level is not so far away one from the other one, and everybody, even the players that are like in the lower setting, they are stepping forward. Think about how good was Spagnolo from the bench, which is one of the best players, revelation player, let's say, of the early URC. I think we should speak more, not us because we know him, but in general, other media, English media, they should speak more about a player like him. And I love the way Josué Zilocchi ran to tackle the after the line break, the Stormers player at around minute 65, something like that. He runs and he was able to tackle the guy, and that shut down the last opportunity for them. Great, let's say great, because again, you have Izigor when he's on the field, and when you leave him 5 meters on the wing, he can run like a wing, Makalu-esque style. Yes,
very Makalu. It's exactly what we said the other day, Mike, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Makalu-esque. Yeah.
I just he's just a freak of nature, isn't he? Like he's explosive, he's powerful, but he's clearly like very strong. I gave
credit. He'd be a great sevens player.
Yeah, he would. He genuinely really would.
Probably he's going to move to at least Makalu. There is rumors about him moving to for the Olympics. Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, there's lots of them. DuPont as well. Apparently DuPont is going to the Olympics this Sevens.
DuPont, Bielbarry, who knows? Actually, Izegor played. It doesn't have the stamina to play in that style, but he has those runs, that easy run, long legs that he can be. Can be really good smashing players.
The thing with Benetton is their squad is there's still players missing, isn't there? You know, we're still not
even see
Benetton's side is still not sort of ultimate. It's not as strong as it could possibly be potentially, and yet that squad of 23 still. I mean, the bench. You know, there's so many options off the bench. Like it's just a stacked squad.
For example, it was the first week without Snyman starting. And that is something that helps because you don't have him, co-captain, you have Roots in the field. So that helps a lot, and they're still developing a lot of their style of play. They're trying to modify something, doing other good, attacking style. The attacking style is changing a lot. So we're going to see something better and more tried, because if we have to say something like a little bit... not bad, but something that can be much better is the attack. Can score more tries, because Benetton is a team that can bring back bonus winning points. I think that is key if you want to stay in the playoff, because they want to stay playoff. And it's right, okay. So we need even more than that.
Because they're sixth at the moment. That's the problem. They're undefeated and yet they're still behind.
Yeah, that sucks, right? But good for them, because I think they have still that light in their that fire that, come on, now we're going to score a lot of tries, because they're able to. The players are good, and still there's no Menoncello, no Brex. We saw Zulenia.
That is nuts. That is crazy.
And that's good. So let's see how they're going to make turnover in the couple of maybe games, but still, the level is up.
Talking of
throwing players in the field.
Talking of centres, Marco Zanon, someone who has been potentially spent a couple of seasons struggling a little bit, sort of playing here, there, and everywhere. How good was he, Mark? He was fantastic in the centre for Benetton, picking up player of the match as well.
Yeah. I mean, like the try alone was wonderful. It, like showed a bit of pace. He's been working hard in the background though. So, like, he's been, you can see, like, from the little clip-its that Benetton have put out, how much time he puts in the gym. And I know, obviously, he's related to a PT as well. So, like, he puts in a lot of extras. And he's starting to reap the rewards now, because actually, we always talk about depth of competition and how it drives players to do better. When we look at, like, the players he's now competing against, and we saw, like, Menoncello, you know, where he lost a spot the year before last, before going as medical joker to top 14 and returning. Like, it spurred him. And that little complacency that he may or may not have had for a long period of time where, you know, he wasn't really competing against anyone has made him into a better player. So Zanon, brilliantly. But there's just one point that I want to touch upon just from what Otto said. We said last week, for Benetton to make the playoffs, they need to score more. They need to be a more of attacking team. And it's nice that Otto corroborates that. We said, for Zebre to win games, they need to be more of a defensive team. That's what they did this week. Like, it's taken a week for that to happen, you know?
That's true.
So, like, if they can continue on the trajectory, I know Benetton obviously need to score more points, like you said, Otto. Like, that's something that they'll click with. There's almost one problem with Benetton having this fantastic roster is, you know, having the consistency and style of play, like with one player swapping out to another, it's going to be tough to keep that consistency. And that's probably why we're not seeing as many tries, but it'll come. Leinster do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that it's coming. For example, probably we're going to see players like Ratave, Watson. We didn't see those guys earlier. One guy, we know already what kind of work can do. Ratave in the same way. So they have to try to put the players also in the right position. If think about the Odogwu, yes, he got his game not so shiny, let's say, but he can be much better than that.
Yeah,
or can be worse than that. Let's see. But let's put it in the group and see. Maybe he's gonna play better 11, 14, 13. Where are we gonna put it? Who's gonna be the guy that's gonna switch with? In another position, for example, with Reno Smith, are they gonna go with the doable playmaker? So Umaga Albornoz, that's the key in some parts of the game, and when. But well done, because at the end, you can be lucky maybe for the tackle of on Ferrari the first week, but you are undefeated 4 games, not one, because one game undefeated like Zebre did this week. Great, we hope for the best 5 points next week. But Benetton, 4 games straight like this, there's nothing better than that.
Also, that's the best thing, isn't it? Both teams have so much to give still. Both Zebre and Benetton have got so much more. There's still so much more to come. Right? That's the best part of all.
Minozzi. Guys, who was the unsung hero last week in Monigo for you guys? Because thinking,
not much. I'll let you answer this. You struggling with that as well?
The full bench.
And that's something that say Leinster are good at, is because obviously they've got such a big squad that everyone within that squad can just kind of come in and come out, and it doesn't matter. You can keep players fit, keep players healthy, fresh, and just rotate all the time. And I think that's the benefit of Benetton in these first 4 games, is the fact that they can just sort of take people out, put people back in, and sort of keep everyone nice and sort of fresh.
I want to say that there's one element of Benetton's game where it was always like sort of, and I'm not a stat man, so Otto, please correct me if I'm wrong, but last season we were quite shaky at set piece. Particularly in the scrum as opposed to line out, we were always quite dominant, but it seems like we've cracked the nut there, haven't we? We're sort of starting to understand, like, maybe the strength. I think Spagnolo probably is the unsung hero, to be honest. Like, if we're picking on one player, right? Because like you said, he's made a step up from what's considered, like, it's a big step up from like the top 10. Or the Serie A elite, or whatever you want to call it nowadays, but it's he's holding his own, and he's playing very well. So I'm not sure about answer, but he is. It's mates, yeah. Like, it's hard to
pick. You could argue, isn't it?
I'm wondering between him and maybe another one is Uren, because we're not seeing Duvenage playing. We're seeing Uren playing, and the attack works. Those 2 plays that he did, the first high box kick, not so far away, they regain possession, something that they did the whole last 3 weeks, and then he kicks again a box kick 50-22. Boom. So that's great. So I think, yes, Spagnolo is one, Uren is the other one for me in this moment.
Uren's got so much experience at the highest level. Like, he was never sort of a big name player particularly, but he was always playing for Bristol. He's kind of came up with them through sort of being promoted to the Premiership and that sort of thing. So he's got such a wealth of experience, and he manages the game so well. And Ryan Smith's drop goal, we haven't really touched upon that either.
Audacious.
Audacious.
Man, why not? Great player. That's why not? Always positive the way he plays. You don't see him being frustrated in the field. Like, always, he wants to create stuff every time he plays. And that it's fantastic when you have a player like that. Can be he can confuse you sometimes because you don't know what kind of maverick things he's going to do, what kind of box kick he's going to create, up and under, chip kick, run through five players. But hey, it's great. I want to highlight this about Spagnolo, guys, because that is just to close with Spagnolo. Andrea Marcato, his former Italian international Petrarca Padova coach last year, said about Spagnolo that he can play the All Blacks and adapt himself to their level. So he was one of the cracking players last 2 years, let's say, not one, last 2 years with Petrarca. The front row, him, Asa, and Di Bartolomeo. The other two are at Zebre now.
Yeah. Reiner Smith is he's like he said, he's a maverick, and he'd also be like someone I'd admire and be incredibly frustrated playing with. Do you know what I mean? Just because you're like, yes, as it's going good. If not, you're like, oh Jesus, like we need to keep these ones in hand. But when it's good, mate. And at the end of the day, like, stuff like that wins you matches, doesn't it?
It does. And it was a very successful weekend all round, boys, wasn't it? And I think just
more
about
than
it,
these
isn't
weeks.
It?
More than let's this kind for, of weeks.
Let's hope for more of the same this weekend. Zebre at home to Cardiff on Friday, 25-8 UK time, 25-9 Italian time. And then Benetton playing in Glasgow on Saturday at the same time. So fingers crossed for another two wins. Boys, thank you very much for joining me to talk about a brilliant weekend for Italian rugby. And hopefully, thanks to everyone for the contributions as well, all the comments as well. It's been really good to speak to everyone. And hopefully we'll be doing this again very, very soon. And we'll hopefully be recording something else later this week. But otherwise, make sure to stay across all the social media channels. Keep following us, and we'll keep pushing stuff out. And we will see you all again very, very soon. Ciao.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.